some money to spend tonight.
It is that time here on a Friday morning on KRDO's Morning News. I'm Andrew Rogers along with Shannon Brenius, and we talk to Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar every week at this time. Get us set off for the weekend. Jonathan, we know it is the first Friday. There are lots of art entertainment options going on this weekend. What's on the docket across the Pikes Peak region?
Good morning, Andrew and Shannon, and I might just have you do the segment, Andrew. Yes, it is First Friday, and yes, there is a lot going on. And
that's all I know. You know actually what is going on.
Check and check.
Just call it a day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Stick around. We need details. We need the juice.
It is, in fact, First Friday, and tonight it looks like it's going to be a lovely evening to be out and about exploring the Avenue Creative Circuit in downtown Carter Springs, Manitou Springs, and Old Colorado City this evening. And it's the first month of 2021 where we'll have all three in action. Old Colorado City runs their first Friday from April through December. So this is the first evening where we'll have all three out and about with art walk opportunities. PeakRadar.com/First Friday, that specific sub-landing page that we have on our website, has over 25 gallery opening detail pages for folks to check out. There'll be new art. There'll be some music opportunities, of course, staying socially distanced, and a couple that have virtual components as well. But it's a great evening to explore some local art and support small businesses as well on this Friday evening. So yes, First Friday is we'll start there as one of the options, but I've got four more to mention, two that are virtual and two in person. Andrew, you and I have talked about live music returning in fits and starts here the past few weeks.
Exactly.
And that continues countywide at Front Range Barbecue tomorrow evening, 4 to 7 p.m. They'll have some live bluegrass on the patio porch at Front Range, so you can get some a pork sandwich at Front Range and check out some live music tomorrow evening. Obviously, it'll fill up fast, so keep an eye on that as well. The first virtual event I want to mention is from the Manitou Springs Heritage Center. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m., and it's called the Fremont Experimental Forest Station, 1909 to 1935. And the virtual component of the museum is hosting the event, and it's about the abandoned block buildings that you see off Bar Trail are the remains of the Fremont Experimental Forest, which was a tree science laboratory that existed in the early 1900s with the mission of studying how Coloradans could repair forests. So you'll learn more about the experimental forest itself and its ruins as part of the virtual presentation. Sunday, of course, is Easter, and it's springtime, and the Garden of the Gods is a good opportunity to a good place to check out in spring. And they'll have an event Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. called Celebrating New Life in the Garden. Well, they have information about how wildlife lay eggs, give birth, and just a really springtime type of event where kiddos can go and check out viewings of nests, image egg replicas, and all sorts of fun educational examples for guests and families to learn. And then finally, one virtual event, but it certainly could be taking place outdoors. Junior League of Colorado Springs is hosting their Fostering Fitness Race Through the Rockies 5K, 10K fun run where you can support them and get some exercise and do a virtual race through the Rockies where you can run the race from home or select from a list of fun race destinations and even socially distanced activities near your selected finish line, depending on where you are. So a cool opportunity to get in, you know, 5K and support a local organization as well. So, yes, First Friday, lots going on. Excited for the weekend, Andrew and Shannon.
And for once, the weather is cooperating. I mean, you know, last season, I remember it was a little bit dicey, but this this spring looking much nicer. And of course, we had coronavirus just about this time, shutting everything down last spring. So it really feels like turning over a new leaf is going to feel much better this year.
I'm excited for spring in more ways than one.
Exactly. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much. If you missed all of that, or if you just want to plan ahead, maybe I want to take some notes to just continue to creep in on your airtime for next week. Where's the best way to get all that information?
Yeah, peakradar.com has all the details, and we're starting to get more events listed to the site, so you can start planning out and checking what's coming down the pike. And for First Friday, peakradar.com/First Friday.
All right. Jinx.
Thanks, Jonathan. You're always a pal.
Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it.